It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Good morning and happy Father's Day weekend. Welcome to the show. I'm Tom Neal, pro caddy Mike Correo. Got RJ in the box. Welcome back, RJ. Good to see you.
Great to see you guys too, man. Great to be back. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank all the dads out there.
Yeah, I'm going to do like a tribute later. I got a long list of great fathers out there. And if your kids are good, RJ, Tom, they take after their mother, so always keep that in mind. But
my kids are amazing. So
they are amazing.
And my wife did an amazing, incredible job.
That's it. That's it. And dads, stepdads, an underrated category, by the way, because you got fathers who love other people's children and take care of them. So tomorrow is Father's Day. It's U.S. Open weekend. One of my favorite things to do, Tom, always was, we had kind of a sort of a tradition. So you probably did this with Brandon. So we would play golf with my dad, as many brothers as were available that day, Sunday morning, and then watch the U.S. Open in the afternoon. It's a great tradition.
Tradition is something that I think would be great for all the fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and their kids to if you aren't doing one, start it.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. So happy Father's Day to everyone. Bless you all. Be safe. Glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. We're brought to you by the following companies. Ping Golf, play your best. Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Division of Worldwide Golf Shops, which you can go online to Worldwide Golf Shops and check out all our sister stores. So no matter where you travel and your golf travels and travels around the country take you, you can visit Roger Dunn Golf Shops, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, the Golf Mart, Golfers Warehouse, Vans Golf Shops, unique to golf shops, and of course, hopping booming city now that the virus is kind of letting up, Las Vegas Golf Superstore.
Oh,
all
yeah.
In your areas where you travel. So look us up. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com and check it out. We're brought to you by Wolf Retirement Navigation, WRN. Hey, financial fairways of down the road as you move into retirement.
Yep.
Okay.
It was cool having Adam in here. He's been here a couple times, and he's also a fan of golf. And it's interesting how golf principles are so interrelated to life principles, isn't it, Tom?
They run parallel.
Preparation, custom fitting, you know, one size does not fit all. In golf or that type of stuff. And I guess is he like running some kind of up a hill?
He's up in Idaho and he's doing
it's a marathon
like
or something.
It's a climb, you know, hike the mountain,
a mountain or
up
something.
And down, so. Up and down, up and down. Yeah, it's
luck.
Brutal. He has trained for months.
Yeah.
So
good
wish
luck
Adam
to Adam.
The best.
Yeah.
So if you want to see how you can look into the financial fairways of life, call 904-232-8760 or go to wolfretirement.com and find out what's out there. I think you'll find it. You can find a lot of new information that can be beneficial to you. U.S. Open, it is certainly a great time.
Two rounds in.
Yep, it's really going to heat up. Of course, you could see it yesterday afternoon. The greens are brown. It's starting to brown out.
Yes, sir. No rain in the forecast.
Oh, it's going to be great.
For Torrey Pines, San Diego, California. What a beautiful place and course. Marine Layer came in the first round and pushed tee times back an hour and a half or two. And anybody, I lived in Southern California, got to play Torrey Pines, the old version, the pre-US Open. Version. And if you're a California resident or San Diego, even less, you know, 25, 30 bucks, there you go. Go for it. And we played the first time I did, you know, you're out there 7 o'clock tee time and the same thing. You're off, you know, you can't be late. I said,
okay.
That one sounded straight, you know, but let's go get it. And what a fun course to play. What beautiful views. really cool.
Take your camera.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna, if you're planning a trip out there, and you have the opportunity, you know, call up. You can book a tee time.
Sure, you can. It's a public course.
It used to be for outsiders is like $100. And here's an important factor. Give yourself plenty of margin of error so you're not late.
If you're 1 minute late, somebody else has got your time.
You're out.
Because there's people kind of waiting to fill in, like an airplane.
If you're 30 seconds late, you're out. Yeah, yeah. They have the starter. He's in a bomb-proof, bulletproof booth on the back deck of the clubhouse. And if you're 30 seconds late, you're out. So you just traveled 3,000 miles.
Now, I'm thinking maybe if you grease him, Tom, or no? Not even a quick Benjamin? No.
That fella, pride, he's proud. He wants his job. He's proud of his job. You're out. But and once you're on the course, you want the South Course where they're playing.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your camera, because once you get out to the first tee, you can see out the first green. You can see out over the ocean. Once you get to the
2, 3, 4, it's right
green,
on the cliff.
The fourth tee, it's on the cliff. You'll see all the hang gliders. You know, it's like I'm not doing that. Now my wife, she said, would you do that? She goes, yeah, I do that.
It's cool, isn't it? Now allegedly, there's a Black's Beach. There's a clothing optional beach down there. But as RJ knows, I would never hit a ball onto the beach or the ocean on purpose.
Have to go get it.
Run down there and just, you know, play it as it lies.
Yeah, that'd be a slow play penalty.
Yeah, but everything breaks toward the ocean. I mean, uphill putts break toward the ocean there. And this Poana, I don't know if people in Florida are familiar, but what does Poana really mean? Well, the way it grows in little clumps like cauliflower almost. So the putts bounce, whatever. So somebody who's familiar with the greens, I think, does a huge advantage for this type of week at the U.S. Open.
Huge advantage. You know, one of the things I like about when they're playing on the West Coast like that, when they're playing Torrey Pines, or they're playing
Pebble Beach,
Pebble,
Riviera,
they have the coolest names. Poana. Kukuya.
Kukuya is not a fun place to be.
they
Kukuya sounds like a cute Japanese name, maybe have like a Kukuya grill, like hibachi or something. It sounds like it. But it's these really thick, heavy blades of grass. And if the ball sneaks by them and sinks,
you're done.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk a lot about probably the U.S. Open. We got some cool golf stories, multiple hole-in-ones in the same groups kind of stuff going on.
Hey, how about this, Tom? If you have a great Father's Day story or U.S. Open story call us in the second or third segment, 904-641-1010. That's 904-641-1010, and we'll have a chat.
Yeah, we want to hear your Father's Day golf story.
Yeah.
Right? That'd be cool. All right, so we have to slide out of here to our first break this morning. Thanks for joining us here on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom, the old pro caddy, Mike, RJ in the box. We're brought to you by Ping Golf. Check out the new 2021 line of Ping putters. I see a few of them out there being used in the open. We're brought to you by Wolf Retirement Navigation and Ed and Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. We'll be right back.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We are back. Thanks for joining this morning. We're happy to be here. We love being here. We talk golf. Don't forget, if you got a Father's Day story, give us a call, 904-641-1010, a golfing Father's Day story. We're golf.
Yeah.
Also, we have a new federal holiday, Juneteenth, June 19th.
Yes, June 19th.
Emancipation of Slavery. And did you know that the state of Texas in 1980 made it a state holiday?
Oh, they did.
So, I mean,
this happened.
1980. That's a long time
ago. It was the equivalent of President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation being declared in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I know it was June 19th, 1865. When I heard Juneteenth a celebration of Juneteenth, you know, where mine goes, RJ, it's like, is that the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th? I got a week off? You know, what's this one day off? We need to expand that, you know, so, you know, for a whole week off in the middle of June. That would be great. We got all kinds of activities going around in Jacksonville. If you love good music, and we all do, get out there, watch the weather. It's going to be in and out, but Jack's Beach all over town. So when people celebrate and get together and have fun and enjoy each other, I'm all for that. I'm all for that all the time. Like playing golf, I had a mediocre round. Yes, speaking of losing things, RJ, I lost my game. And I played in the Frank Frangie 1010 XL tournament they have every Friday afternoon at the Yards, the former Oak Bridge in
Yards
Ponte Vedra.
Is out there in Ponte Vedra Beach. Been redone.
Completely
it's
renovated.
Like an amazing facility.
It's a great property. Great 9-hole course, 6-hole par 3, pitching, chipping, fantastic Three Palms restaurant. The people are great, et cetera, et cetera. So went out there, and I was paired with Mick Basinger, who is Academy Award winner Kim Basinger's brother. Real nice man. We had a lot of good times, told a lot of good stories. And for some reason, and I have superior technology. We understand that, Tom. Ping, golf ambassador, Bubba Pink driver, whatever. But you know that course. It's relatively tight.
It's not wide open.
Yeah,
it's not a cow pasture. It's tight.
So I had two problems. One was the driver, while I was hitting it very solid, I was hooking and pulling it. And we can talk a little bit about that, why you think
that
happened. But when you do it, you hit it solid and it goes 40 yards offline, Phil, it's usually in somebody's yard or something. Well, that's a penalty. So I kind of had to struggle my round. And then the other thing, I was hitting the ball almost to a sculling point.
Ooh.
On my irons and pitches and stuff. Again, not a good thing when you have to hit the ball high and soft on these type of shots. My playing partner said on the first one, my tempo was really bad. I was too quick, and as a result, I was throwing it from the top. And I don't care how great my technology is,
the hands try and save
the
day.
Save it. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Way over here. And the other one, I was coming up and sliding. You know, instead of turning away from the ball, I was, what do you call it, swaying?
Yeah, you were moving laterally,
swaying
down the target line versus
not
moving
perfect,
in a circle.
And I don't hit a bunch of balls. Good luck.
Yeah. How's your back?
They did have a couple coolers of beer available after.
So you didn't feel your back afterwards?
I don't feel the pain afterwards. But what a group. We actually played a fivesome. You know, they had too many players, and so fivesome, the front of us, extra players. But we said, look, we're just going to take our time, no rush, you know, make it smooth. And then the other three players, Mike Agner, as it turns out, gets lessons from you. He didn't tell me till afterwards. He was withholding information. He buried the lead on me. He said he didn't want me to be nervous. I said, well, maybe you could have said that in the first hole, and then maybe it might help my game. You know, I mean, if I knew
I would have asked
you for help, Mike, if I knew that you were, Tom was teaching you, come on.
Well, I ask my students not to divulge the secrets I share with them.
Yeah, but it's me. But he didn't. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
he didn't tell me a thing.
He kept
RJ.
It close to the
nothing.
Chest, didn't he?
Nothing.
Yeah,
he didn't tell me nothing.
And how, Mike played well?
He played great. He's an old school player. He manages himself well, and he putts with an old 8802.
Yeah.
I said, well, that I should have known. When I saw that, I should have known that he was one of your
look out
your students.
Look
and
out.
You don't ever bet anybody who's got an 8802, you know, or a ping lob wedge or plays, you know, I2 irons or has a persimmon 3-wood. Don't ever bet those guys because, you know, they're a better golfer. But anyway, the course is great. You should give them a try. Had a bunch of fun, and which is the main thing with golf is I played poorly but I had a great time, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's a great student. He really is in it for the long haul. He loves learning about the game. He's totally just highly motivated and wants the knowledge. And, you know, that's the type of students I really enjoy working with.
Yeah.
I do teach over at University of North Florida, so you can, you know, you can reach out to me at 904-990-3377 if you're interested.
Yeah, awesome.
The yards, 904-285-5552, or go to info@playtheyards.com to learn about
they're
it.
They're going to have another one out there next Friday. Tee times are roughly 11 to 1, so give them a call, and maybe I'll see you out there.
University of North, a little bit about University. You know, I teach over at University of North Florida at the golf complex.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, it's in our own backyard. They have championship golf holes you can walk. They have they have four holes that can be played actually into five or even six if you preferred. They have a short game area, full-lit driving range. You can call 904-620-2050, and that's the home of the Ospreys, the men's golf team and the women's golf team.
Boy, they have a great team.
And, boy, they have
Schrader.
Such a great team. Scott Schroeder.
Schroeder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go to UNF Golfplex, UNF.edu/golf complex, or go to UNF and look, type in golf, and it can get you there. Call 904-620-2050. We have a fleet of great instructors out there, we can all help your game. That's a fact. Okay, U.S. Open. Wow, it's exciting. Richard Bland won for the old guys yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
And speaking of old guys, happy birthday to Phil.
Yeah.
Huh?
51 on Wednesday or Thursday this week. Yep.
Yep. And he, I mean, you talk about in shape, flexible. The guy, 51
Unreal.
Years old, just going to town stroke for stroke with the young big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was funny is on what was it, the par five, he hit hybrid. He must have not have a longer fairway club. Only his two wood and his driver in his bag.
He's got
because
his driver
he had a hybrid. And he
and
goes,
his two
you
wood.
Heard the mic.
That's
oh,
right.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so if he had like a four wood in the bag, he'd have dropped it on the green. So, you know, young Koepka was nothing compared to Mickelson at 51. Let's see what Koepka can do at 51 comparatively.
Oh,
probably
he'll be
not going to happen.
He'll be retired 10 years.
So it's exciting. Today is really, really going to be exciting. You know, they call Saturday moving day, and as they said yesterday is actually moving day. A lot of guys made a move. You know, you got several rounds of 67, a bunch of 69s. And the meat of the pack did what they needed to do. Stay even.
That's right.
One under. Don't get two over. Keep it around that ballpark.
Yep.
And that means now for the weekend. Stay around for the weekend. And that's going to be my Wolf retirement navigation.
Tip of the day.
Mm-hmm. Folks.
Get your pencil.
I'm amazed at watching the best players in the world have poor course management skills. Okay? And here it is. If you're in trouble, you don't play into trouble. And, you know, you saw it all day, especially on the back nine yesterday. Koepka, he hits it in the rough. Then he hits his next one in the rough. You know, the mentality of, oh, I'm just going to continue to try to overpower this golf course, it does not long. It's a low percentage chance of play. So if you're in trouble, I'm going to here's the proper thought at the highest level of the tour mentality in the world, in the history of the game. The greatest players, when they hit it in the trouble, let's say you're on a par four. You hit your tee shot.
Hit it in the right rough in the trees, thick, heavy rough. Okay.
You know, the average player, the amateur player goes, they get so focused on the green and all that they don't develop a plan.
They're trying to hit it towards the green.
Yeah.
In spite of all the obstacles.
You got to develop a plan. Okay, so here's the thought. All right, this is the par four. What's the highest number I'm going to make on this hole? Okay, it could be five, it could be six, and play inside your limitations. So now that you've set that as your goal, it's easy to go back and plan how to reach that goal.
Yeah.
Okay, you've now put yourself in a mental perspective of here's step one, step two, step three. Step one is I'm going to get the ball in play so my next shot is easier.
Right. And let's say you're in the right rough, you're 200 plus from the green, thick rough, heavy rough, trees overhanging. Okay. What you from there, you can see where the pin is on the green. You can see it from there, but that's not your target. So what your target, let's say the pin looks back right. Well, where do you want to be? Left, center, fairway. You can usually hit it out 100 yards roughly in that 100 plus or minus range. And now you got a clean shot to that pin. So there's two things you need to do to be a great course manager guy. You need to be able to hit that 100-yard wedge. That needs to be in your repertoire, Tom, right? Be able to hit an easy, it's not a power shot, but I can hit a pitching wedge or a gap wedge or a sand wedge from 100 yards. Good. So now you're over there. You knock it on 10 feet, 15 feet, maybe less if you hit a perfect shot. Make the putt for the four, and it makes you feel great too, by the way. I wasn't stupid. I hit a terrible shot. I still put four on the card. Or worst case, I made a five, and especially in U.S. Opens, you can make bogeys. Doubles, triples, it's going to kill you because there's not enough birdies out there to offset it.
Right, and they want the course set up that way, so you have to earn your birdies.
Yeah, there's only three par fives.
They're not going to give you birdies in the U.S. Open.
There's three par fives at Torrey Pines, number 9, 13, and 18. So, you know, you want to average, you know, 4, 4, 5, or play those holes and something like that, and then pick your opportunities where you can. Assume when you hit the ball in play, when you hit the ball in fairway. But the greens are going to get harder. The ball's going to take that. You'll notice, folks,
bouncing.
That ball take that big first bounce. So it depends in the front and the pins in the back. If you're not playing from the fairway, it's going to be very difficult to give yourself that 20, 30 footer, two putts, go on next hole.
You know, I mean, and
that's the goal.
The smart
make a lot
play
of pars.
Is take your medicine. Think shot at a time. And the open, the guys who continually just bomb it and they go into trouble, then they try to gouge it out and hit it into the other rough on the other side. Then they finally, after four shots on a par five and they're not on the green, they go, oh, okay, I guess I need to pitch it in the fairway so I can hit away. Take your medicine, which is what the leader, what's his
Russell Henley.
Henley did.
Mm-hmm.
He took his medicine several times.
Yep.
And where's he at? He's up on
the
leader.
He's on P1,
yeah,
as they say
right?
in Formula 1.
So Zach Johnson mm-hmm. won the Masters in 2007, letting everybody else attack and bomb Augusta, and he played a wedge game. He laid up on all the par fives.
Everyone was a three-shot hole.
Duh, right?
And he won.
And he wiped them. So keep that in mind. That's your Wolf Retirement Navigation tip of the week. Get in trouble, figure out how to – what's the highest number you're going to make and be realistic on the hole and then play for that number.
Yeah.
Don't play for par from the rough.
Right.
Odds are against you.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to our next break here on the Edelweiss Golf Shop Birdie Hour. Man, what a gorgeous morning here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're brought to you by Ping Golf. What color code are you? Wolf Retirement Navigation. Playing your financial fairways. And Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the original 90-day 100% satisfaction. And at Edwin Watts Golf, it's all about you.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back this beautiful Saturday morning. What can I say? It's a little cloudy, but hey, it's beautiful. We're in Northeast Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's magnificent. I love it. Good morning. We're the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Okay, Mike Creo, Tom Neal Pro. We got RJ in the box this morning, and we got Big Dave on the line. Dave, good U.S. Open morning.
Good morning to you guys also. You were talking about the Poana. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it's annual bluegrass is what it is.
Okay.
That's what it's Latin for. Poa is blue, and Anna is annual.
Annual
in Latin
grass. See, there you go.
Right.
That's why, folks, that's why you tune in.
Well, and
thank you.
I get a little tired of this when they play on courses out west that have it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the players start whining and complaining. I heard Peter Jagison yesterday. You know, of course, he's in the booth now, talking about these putts can go anywhere on Poana. You know, if you're
it's
not
the
used
same
to
for
it,
everybody, and I think right. Don't you think golfers find anything to complain about?
Mm.
A lot of them
will whine, and and the thing that gets me is they have of all athletes.
If you're great at golf, and that's based on what you shot today, which is a lot of pressure. Your whole life revolves around what you shoot. So the ones that are great at it, I give them props. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think you agree with me on that.
You deal with the conditions that you are under.
Well, I always ask, you know, when I see a tour player that I know has complained about conditions.
From 1960 when they were playing municipal courses balls are bouncing everywhere.
How about in the early turn of the century when the rough was up to their knees?
Sure. Well, I've got a...
And they drove to the next tournament in their car?
Yeah, right. I have a Sports Illustrated from the 63 U.S. Open or PGA that Julius Boris won.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Brookline, and it showed the condition of the course. And believe me, it was light years. I mean, and the photos are in black and white, but I mean, the bare spots galore.
Sure.
And they dealt with it.
Yeah.
When I see a player out on tour and I know that they've complained. Simple question. I said, so at what age did you learn to complain about the conditions and not enjoy the golf game any longer?
Yeah, when he was 10 years old.
And they don't
he
have
didn't
an
care.
Answer. They don't have an answer.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the question
true.
Is, are do the does television, the way they talk about the announcers, spur the younger golfers the mentality to teach them to complain about the course conditions instead of about enjoying the game of golf?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, under tournament conditions, like I said, I don't like to hear them complaining and whining and everything. But under those type of conditions, you know, I tried qualifying for the Open
mm-hmm.
40 some odd years ago a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't qualify. I made the mistake the first time. This is a true story of me and a buddy of mine that was going to caddy for me. We closed up Pete's at the beach. Mike, you know,
you weren't practicing your putting on the pool tables, were you, after hours? I know where Pete's is. What a great place.
You're right.
Neptune Beach.
I haven't been to Pete's in ages. But needless to say, I showed up at the first tee not feeling so great at Hyde Park.
Well, because you weren't like Walter Hagen. You didn't do it all the time.
You're right.
You know, you weren't a finely tuned athlete, if you catch my drift.
I had three birdies, I remember, on the front nine, including the first hole,
mm-hmm.
and shot like 42.
Yeah, and you woke up. Yeah.
Anyway, I left after 18. I shot 84 or something.
Yeah,
I didn't bother.
No sense.
Anyways, but going on about today, so who do you guys think will make a move and who will not?
Well, the people that are, let's say... you know, like where Phil is, where Rory is, plus one, people like that. In my mind, they need to get to two or three under.
At least, depending on
what top guys do.
Sure.
You know, Louis Oosthuizen, a minus four, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, all those guys are up there, but they're only two or three under. So at the end of the day, what do you think Tom is going to be leading?
Well, I'm going to hold my position,
having almost
been there, but playing at a high level. I can tell you the smartest individual, not the luckiest, but the smartest individual is going to make the best move today.
Yeah.
The one that, like we said earlier, Dave,
sure.
who manages their game the best, okay?
Put it in play.
Takes their medicine and realizes – I'm not, you know, Mickelson yesterday on 18, I'm thinking, Okay, dude, you just ruined my whole day because you're an idiot for going for this one, too. He didn't have to. Now, if he was five over, he had to. But he wasn't.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
He literally could have thrown the whole tournament away yesterday on 18 on his second shot.
As soon as he hit that, I thought that was not going to carry the water. But as it turned out, he did.
Wow.
He two-putted.
So he got lucky.
For
you can't.
Four.
And Dave, you know it. Mike, all you listeners out there that are really knowledgeable about the U.S. Open, it is so difficult, and they make it more difficult each day as the hours progress. They don't water the greens. They don't cut the rough as short. Okay,
that's
so you
right.
have to be patient. And Mickelson, yeah. he just, I was so not, I was so like, Phil, what are you thinking? Lay it up, your strength or your wedges.
Yeah,
don't throw it away right now.
True. Very true on that.
You know, I mean, you've seen him all of a sudden. It doesn't take anything of the best player in the world to come off a shot a little bit, be 7 yards short, and you might as well just pack your bags.
Right.
Well, now, he could have a bogey there, and he does,
he's done,
maybe.
You know, I mean, wow.
But, you know, he's Phil, so he is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. If it was Sunday, if it's Sunday, he's two back, of course he's going for it.
Sure.
On
sure,
the last hole.
Sure.
Yeah.
But not
sure.
on Friday when you're, right. you're in a position to, you know, keep moving Saturday a little bit,
right.
Sunday.
Oh,
and
who else?
I mean, you're there.
John Rahm. I really love his chances.
Now, Rahm's
well,
in a really good place.
Very solid. He loves the course. He's won here before.
I like Wolf. I like what Wolf and what he said. He said, you know, I realized I was getting drawn into this vortex of all the garbage, and I just wanted to be me again. That's the guy I think you need to really watch out for.
I'm happy. Well, I'm happy for him, even if it's just two rounds so far. We'll see if he can stay there.
Yeah,
I guess he had. I guess he talked to Bubba, who, as everybody know, is twitchy, nervous.
Sure.
And I looked up that his 67 yesterday was surprising to me, not because his A game isn't great. He's won the Masters, won twice, L.A. Open two or three times. He's won in this course, but I just. You know, something about him being able to, as Tom says, keep it together for that amount of time. But so far, so good.
Well, as far as my thinking and going into the weekend, I am going to be pulling for this Richard Bland, the old guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would I bet on him? No.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little.
I didn't check the new odds.
Might,
they said the odds.
If you had bet on him 2 days ago,
500 to 1,
well,
I tried,
that would have been a nice bet.
I tried to get in a bet on Wednesday or Thursday morning. Actually, I don't do anything online, and I don't have a guy named
Vinny
Sal. Okay,
Guido. Guido's on the golf course.
No, Guido's the boss. Vinny's the guy who takes your bet. Guido's the boss.
I wonder if Guido allegedly was sponsored by the Sopranos. Maybe.
Yeah. That's it.
He's got the right name.
Yeah, he does.
Guido.
But I'll be pulling for him. But I think Oosthuizen, he just plays tee to green real solid.
His swing hasn't changed in 15 years, and why would it?
Yeah.
He just misfires at the wrong time, the wrong hole.
Right.
You know, it's like Xander. We were talking this morning about Xander.
He's always right up
Xander's
there.
The guy.
Yeah,
but I put him on the clock yesterday with his putting. I wanted to get his time sequence on his routine, right?
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And why do you think guys go to the claw and the arm lock? Because they have they mentally think they have putting issues. I think if you watch Xander today and you got a little stopwatch, and once he gets starts his putting routine, I think you're going to find that his timing is off there. You know, when he moves into the ball like Tiger or Jack, when he moves into the ball at 1,007, he's gone. Within a hundred thousandths of a second. But Xander, I clocked him yesterday, and guess what? I think his problem, his nemesis, is with that putter is one time it's 1,003, then it's 1,007, then it's 1,002. I mean – I think he needs to narrow that down and hone it in, and that
just make his putts. And if they go in, they go in. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah, I've got a stopwatch on my phone. I might just get around to doing that.
Yeah,
check that out and see what you see. I noticed yesterday when his timing was off a little bit, he hit a bad putt, and when it seemed to be more back on time, he hit a good putt.
So, right.
So I think there's some.
I did try to get a bet in on. I was going to put $20 on Spieth and $20 on Patrick Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Spieth was 21-1 and 28-1 with Patrick Reed. So I'm glad I didn't.
Glad you didn't. Get my money.
Especially after that putt on 18 with Reed. All right, we got to go to break.
Oh, that was terrible.
Thanks for calling, my man. Happy Father's Day to you, sir. Enjoy the day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Folks, we got to go to break. We'll be right back here on the Adam Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf. Check out the G425 line of clubs at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee and Wolf Retirement Navigation. We'll be right back.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, folks, welcome back. We got a few minutes here on our last segment. Hey, look, go to your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop for all your Father's Day needs. Go out Beach, Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler, back at the Home Depot Plaza, and see Bill and John and Rob and the gang. And on the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road, right next door to Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles. And see Lance and Keith and the gang, and take care of all your Father's Day golfing needs. Gift cards work wonderful. A to Z, Edwin Watts has it, the largest golf inventory availability on the planet and in the universe. Mike, what's in the corner?
Yes, good luck to all the contestants in the U.S. Open tomorrow. My pick, Victor Hovland, had sand in his eye, so he withdrew.
My guy shot plus seven.
We're not going to talk about that. I want to send a thank you out to all of the great dads in my life. First, my dad, Andy, who introduced me to golf, raised seven kids, a tremendous role model and example. But he taught me golf 50 years ago, Tom, and my life has been amazingly better because of that. Since oldest brother, John, who had three girls get married during the pandemic last year. He's an amazing guy, getting ready to retire. Tom raised his son, Adam, all by himself, a tremendous dad. Chris has two great kids, Christian and Olivia. And I recently found out what a really great dad he is, not just because his kids bust his chops now. My brother Charlie has two beautiful girls. My favorite sister's husband, Mike Meehan, raised Sean. He's a perfect gentleman and a scholar, works for BTN Network now, so just a tremendous kid. My Uncle Charles in Milwaukee has four great kids. He's a tremendous father and role model. Bob Musselman is a member of the Stepdads Club, as is my daughter Ashley's stepdad, Steve White, and as I said before, people that love and raise other people's kids. Locally, Steve Tillis here. Our friend, right, Steve, a great daughter, Haley, she's amazing. And my son-in-law, Paulie, who has raised three girls with my favorite daughter, Ashley, in Atlanta, and does an amazing job. Anybody can be a father. It takes somebody special to be a dad. So thank you to all of you great dads out here, and have a happy Father's Day tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. That's a great list of individuals that have put it all out there for their families. So,
absolutely.
And that's what it's about. We wish everybody a great Juneteenth. We wish everybody a great Father's Day, and be blessed, be safe. Keep the kids close, keep an eye on them, and love them and hug them. Hey, remember this, folks, while you're watching the U.S. Open, nobody ever wins the National Open. Somebody else just loses it. And that's the way it always is. It's going to be that way. All right, we'll see you. Be safe, be happy, be healthy. We'll see you down the fairway.